مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى.
From this very earth we created you, and to the same earth we shall cause you to return, and from it we shall bring you forth to life again.
وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى.
Indeed, we showed Pharaoh our signs, all of them, but he declared them to be false and rejected them.
قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
He said, "Have you come to us to drive us out of our land by your sorcery?"
فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلِهِ فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوَى.
We shall confront you with a sorcery like your own. So appoint a day when both of us might meet face to face in an open space, an appointment which neither we nor you shall fail to keep.
قال موعدكم يوم الزينة وأن يحشر الناس ضحى.
Moses, peace be upon him, said, "The appointment to meet you is on the day of the feast, and let all people come together before noon." The appointment to meet you is on the day of the feast, and let all people come together before noon. Pharaoh commanded his magicians to perform their wondrous feats, turning rods and ropes into serpents and the like. He fully believed that once such feats had been performed, Moses' miracles would lose all their effect. So when Pharaoh himself suggested an encounter between Moses, peace be upon him, and the magicians, Moses, peace be upon him, was able to seize this opportunity to demonstrate the difference between sorcery and miracle. Hence, Moses, peace be upon him, readily agreed, further adding that instead of fixing a special time and place for that purpose, the national festival that was about to take place be availed, since it would attract people from all over the country. Moses, peace be upon him, preferred the encounter to take place in front of all those who were expected to attend the festival and during broad daylight, so that there would remain no ambiguity concerning the question in dispute.
فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى.
Pharaoh went back and concerted all his stratagem and returned for the encounter.
قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعْذَابٍ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى.
At the time of the encounter, Moses, peace be upon him, said to them, "Woe to you! Do not invent falsehoods against Allah, lest He destroy you with a scourge. Surely those who invent lies shall come to grief. Woe to you! Do not invent falsehoods against Allah." The people concerned were asked not to fabricate a lie against God, to refrain from calling Moses' miracle a feat of magic, and from calling a true messenger of God a magician, one given to lying.
فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا النَّجْوَى.
Thereupon, they wrangled among themselves about the matter and conferred in secret. This shows that they had begun to feel weakened from within. They realized that what Moses, peace be upon him, had performed was not magic. Hence, they faced Moses, peace be upon him, in the encounter with considerable trepidation and reluctance. And when the encounter began, their resolve simply dissipated. They probably disagreed among themselves about whether the encounter should take place on the occasion of the great national festival, which would be attended by a large number of people from all parts of the land, and which would also take place in broad daylight, enabling all to witness it. Some people in Pharaoh's rank seem to have been opposed to the idea, thinking that if they suffered a public defeat, and people became aware of the difference between miracles and magic, then it would be extremely difficult to avoid a crushing defeat.
قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى.
Some of them said, "These two are magicians who want to drive you out of your land with their magic and to destroy your excellent way of life."
فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى.
So muster all your stratagem and come forth in a row. Whoever prevails today shall triumph.
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن
The magician said, "Moses, peace be upon him, will you throw down or shall we be the first to throw?"
قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى.
Moses replied, "No, let it be you to throw first." Then suddenly it appeared to Moses, peace be upon him, owing to their magic, as if their ropes and staffs were running. So Moses' heart was filled with fear, peace be upon him. It would appear that no sooner had Moses, peace be upon him, said, "Throw," than the magicians instantly threw their rods and ropes towards him, momentarily making Moses, peace be upon him, feel as if hundreds of serpents were speeding towards him. There is nothing strange about the fact that such a spectacle would have momentarily stunned Moses, peace be upon him. For a human being remains a human being even if he is a prophet. It is worth noting that the Quran here indicates that even prophets are vulnerable to magical effects, just like any other human being. Magicians do not have the power to deprive a messenger of God of his messengership, but it is nevertheless possible that magic might temporarily have some effect on the human powers of a messenger. This refutes the position of those who, when they come across the traditions which mention that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was affected by magic, find the idea of a messenger of God being affected by magic so outrageous that they not only reject the particular hadith in question, but also go so far as to deny the authenticity of the whole corpus of hadith.
قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى.
We said to him, "Have no fear, for it is you who will prevail."
وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى.
And throw down what is in your right hand. It will swallow up all that they have wrought. They have wrought only a magician's stratagem. A magician cannot come to any good, come whence he may.
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى.
Eventually, the magicians were impelled to fall down prostrate and said, "We believe in the Lord of Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them."
When Pharaoh's magicians observed the miraculous impact of Moses' rod, peace be upon him, they were readily convinced that it was a genuine miracle and had nothing to do with magic. Instantly and involuntarily, they fell down in prostration, as if someone had forcibly thrown them to the ground.
قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ ولتعلمن أينا أشد عذابا وأبقى.
Pharaoh said, What? Did you believe in him even before I permitted you to do so? Surely he must be your chief who taught you magic. Now I will certainly cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and will crucify you on the trunks of palm trees, and then you will come to know which of us can inflict sterner and more lasting torment.
قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَاقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
The magicians answered, By him who has created us, we shall never prefer you to the truth after manifest signs have come to us. So decree whatever you will. Your decree will pertain at the most to the present life of the world.
Inna amanna bi rabbina liyaghfir lana khatayana wa ma akrahtana alayhi min as-sihr. Wallahu khayrun wa abqa.
We believe in our Lord that He may forgive us our sins and also forgive us the practice of magic to which you had compelled us. Allah is the best, and He alone will abide.
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
The truth is that hell awaits him who comes to his Lord laden with sin. He shall neither die in it nor live. The truth is that this remark is from God and supplements the magician's statement. The style of the sentence makes it quite evident that it could not have been made by the magicians.
وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ.
But he who comes to him with faith and righteous works shall be exalted to high ranks.
جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء من تزكى.
And shall live forever in everlasting gardens beneath which rivers flow. Such will be the reward of those who purify themselves.